Walt Disney World Memories Podcast, Memory 131, Kiss Goodnight and the Exit from the Magic Kingdom. Today's memory is made possible by the recurring supporters. These are listeners like you that are helping to ensure that we can continue to produce high-quality family entertainment as we've been doing since 2006. As a thank you for their generosity, these supporters receive gifts from me like ad-free and early access to episodes. If you would like to find out how to join the recurring supporters for as little as $1 a month, visit our website at www.memories.net/support. You can now become a supporter directly through Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Patreon, as well as many other ways. I hope you can agree that the work we have put into the show is worth it and would consider a small support donation. Again, to find out how you can help, go to www.memories.net/support.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello and welcome to Memory 131 of the WDW Memories Podcast. My name is Lou and I'll once again be your host as we take this journey into another Walt Disney World memory. I trust everyone had a Merry Christmas and is having a Happy New Year right now. So I thought I'd finish up 2014 with a tidy little bow and slip a surprise podcast episode in just a little early. It would help clean up all those loose ends on our day in the Magic Kingdom. And it also sets us up for new adventures for next year. So as a little New Year's gift to everyone, here's our final installment of our day in the Magic Kingdom. For those that have been following along, it's September of 2013. The parks have been very quiet, a 3 out of 10 on touringplans.com, and we've taken advantage of every minute we could to enjoy our day in the park. We'll join our memories. We've now left Peter Pan's flight and are putting the kids into the stroller as we begin our long journey from the back of the park in Fantasyland to our car. We'll get to enjoy the ambient sounds as we walk back up through the castle and down Main Street, USA. We'll just make it through the hub when the music fades and we'll get to experience the kiss goodnight, a wish from our hosts at the Magic Kingdom to all of us as we're exiting. The kids are so tired by now that they're reclining in the stroller and drifting off to sleep. We'll take our cue and continue up Main Street, USA towards the exit. We'll opt to take the ferry back across as there's still a long line at the monorail and the kids are falling asleep. So we don't want to have to get them out and collapse the stroller. Unfortunately, this ends up being a mistake as the electrical water pageant moves in front of the ferry and we'll end up being stuck there for a while the show goes on in front of us. I'll play a little bit of the audio, but there's really not a lot you can hear from the ferry. Eventually, we'll make our way back across the Seven Seas Lagoon and the kids are asleep. Again, we don't want to wake them, so we walk back to the car from the TTC. Finally, after a very full day, we'll load the kids into the car and head for home. It was an awesome day for us. I can't say enough good things about taking your kids to the Magic Kingdom. Just remember that when you're tired and your back aches, you're here building memories. That's what this is about. And with that in mind, you can change the memories you create. If you choose to be irritated or frustrated by the crowds, then that's the memory you'll create. However, if you choose to enjoy the sights and the kisses from princesses and the laughter on the actual ride, then that's the best memory you can take with you. I've been building memories with my kids now for years and will continue to do so whenever we can, wherever we can. It doesn't have to be just at Disney. So now that we've completed our day at the Magic Kingdom, what was your favorite part? What was some of your favorite things to do when you go to the Magic Kingdom to create those memories? How do you build those memories with your family at the Walt Disney World? Please come share it with all of us, and while you're at it, leave me some feedback on the show simply by visiting the WDW Memories website at wdw-memories.net. There you can find out how to contact me, leave feedback on the show, connect with me on social media, or maybe view some of my photos or videos. And don't forget, you can always reach me on the voicemail line at 336-WDW-MEM-0 and leave your memories and feedback that way. So the voting is over for our next memory, by the way, and it was really close. With a vote of 38% to 28%, you have selected to go to Epcot from a recent trip in March of 2014. We'll begin that adventure as we return in about 2 weeks. So, back to the outro. If you like the show and want to help others find it, a review on iTunes will help move us up that search results list, or maybe mention us on a tweet, on Facebook, on Google+, on Pinterest, or whatever the social media of choice is to get the word out about the show. Finally, if you want to help support the podcast in some small way, you can click that donate button where you'll be redirected to PayPal. Here you can make a one-time donation or recurring donation of any amount you like. And don't forget to check out those affiliate links on the website for other great information that helps support the show. Some of those funds have already gone to the purchase of the new recorder, which has greatly improved the quality of my in-park recordings. Today's memory is in binaural, just like normal, so I'd like to suggest that you put those headphones on to fully immerse yourself in the memory. Now sit back, relax, close your eyes, and come with me as we end our amazing day in the Magic Kingdom and head for home.
See the restaurant upstairs in the windows? Wow, don't sound so impressed.
You like me to skip out of the park?
Mm-hmm. Well, no, because then that would be like gleeful that you're done. Better. See if Susie sees all this pretty stuff. This is the story of Sleeping Beauty, Suze. Well, I'm sorry, Cinderella. Good grief, how did I screw that up? Stepmother, the stepsisters. Yep. Take the monorail, it'd be nice, but
monorail, we don't have to collapse the shoulder.
Neither one we do, if we do it right. There's actually one right here. Is this right there?
We're gonna go potty before we leave, okay?
Let's go here then. Right here.
potty. Do you hear me? Hey, I know you're okay.
Look at the castle. If you want to go, I want to see this. Yeah. Do you think we should hide so we can stay here again? I think we should go home. Kiss goodnight. This is the Plaza restaurant. And you kept asking, where is it? It's right here. I did. Did you? Fun. I mean, the part I don't like about it is that you don't get to actually spend any time interacting with the character.
I felt like we got extra time with the others.
Oh, I thought the others were great. The other princesses were fabulous. And they all really took their time to really make each kid feel appreciated. And even when a child jumped line or whatever, they handled it well. I said, I'll hang out with you in just a minute.
Street 4 wide.
I always love these windows. They do them up so pretty here. Not exactly sure. I kind of want to just see the scarecrows real quick. I've never been here for Halloween. Yeah, I've never seen the Halloween stuff.
It doesn't blend with anything. It's just kind of...
The orange bunting and stuff. Whoa, there's a curb. Just glad I was going that slow. I don't think the thing's gonna wake him. One day each. There's only two. No. That'd be cool. Well, they used to do the things at the
Sleeping Beauty.
Yeah. Two of them. I don't know, the ferry might be easier to get in and out of. Especially since they're asleep. Yeah, I don't have to lift them over a lip. Yeah. The monorails aren't flush. Plus, they're both asleep, they're not gonna know that they didn't get to ride the monorail. My feet hurt.
Yeah.
Can you imagine what your feet would have felt like if you had been in sandals all day? I just don't think there's enough cushion. Support your foot. Your foot would have just been exhausted and painful. Oh, we just missed it. We just missed it.
Unfortunately, yeah. But the next one's already on its way, so you're looking at about 7 minutes.
All right. We'll just be past that over here on a bench.
Okay.
Thanks, Eric. What's that?
Is the ship
Yes.
This ferry
the parking? Yes.
Yes.
And how many minutes? 7. If I sit down, I'm not going to stand back up. I think my knees would be unhappy if I stood back up. My knees and my feet would actually be unhappy if I stood back up. I got coffee. I'll be fine. It's pretty straight, you know.
Potentially for a little bit. Potentially a little bit. Sit. Look at the dolphins, Tom. Yeah, they get the better end of the deal. We got to push 50 pounds and they're knocked out, right?
Yeah, I miss that with games. You guys, every once in a while, ask us to pick them up, and then after like a while, we're like, 55 pounds, time to get down.
No, yeah. You've got legs.
You've got legs. You're an athlete. Down on the ground.
To get to your car to wait in the parking lot to get out.
Yeah.
Yeah. See, I told you, it's not better.
I was mad. I was like, this guy said, oh, it'll be 7 minutes. I'm like, oh, we just missed this one. I was like, yeah, 7 minutes and then 15 minutes. And then the light
came on. Trick is, take the resort monorail.
Yeah, that's the trick. Oh, well.
Easier said than done. Easier said than done. Is it coffee or is it just beverages? Slushies and this coffee, yeah. I don't know where the walking path actually comes out. I want to say it's like straight in front of us. Sure, when we get to the other half of the hill. I'm fine. I appreciate it. No, I meant underneath the bridge. That's just a theory of mine, I don't know. At least he was nice and waved. Car's gonna be dead. Let me figure out what line he's on.
Well, are we across here or behind the tree line
here? We're behind the tree line, but I want to help figure out what line this guy's on and have Disney Transportation come help him out.
Oh.
tram stops here, I'm going to try and grab them. There's a guy about halfway down Aladdin 39 that can't get his car to start. I don't know if you can send somebody out there to talk to him, help him out.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was our show. Bray Tell, what did you think of it?
Great!
Let's have a hand for our show.